So, hello and welcome everybody. I'm very glad to be here and I tried to express that through my lips. I was too fast. to bring in the little Slovenian I knew from a book before I came down the trip from Passau. So I'd like to introduce myself very quickly. My name is André Rogieri. I studied languages, economics and cultural studies at the University of Passau in Germany. Passau is at the Austrian border, so it was like an 8-hour train ride to come here. And yeah, I was very happy, my first time in Slovenia, so I was very happy to hear that there's a conference, so if I have to go. I also hold a PhD in music education, also from the University of Passau. And currently I still live and work in Passau on a postdoc project. I'm a guest lecturer to University of Paderborn, which is where I'm originally from, where I was born. Hochschule für Musik in Karlsruhe, and I also will be teaching at Leuphana University in Lüneburg next semester and also in Passau. So that's all in Germany. So that's about me. So the connection to the conference is my dissertation, which was published in 2015 online. You can download it if you want to. The PDF is on Academia. And the German title of my PhD thesis was Mano Negra, which is Spanish. It was a French band though. Historiographie und Analyse im interkulturellen Kontext. This is where it is published, which can be easily translated into English in Mano Negra, Historiography and Analysis in the Intercultural Context. So you see, German is not that difficult sometimes. So as the title already shows, subject matter of my thesis was the French group Mano Negra, which was founded at the end of the 1980s near Paris and already disbanded in 1994 after a short but successful career. A band leader of the group was the musician Manu Schau. You might know him, you can see him here, looking straight at you, who afterwards continued with a successful solo career and today is considered to be one of the most successful French musicians, especially outside of France. A lot of people think that he's Spanish or that he's South American. That his parents come from Spain, from País Vasco and from Galicia, but he was raised in France, so he's French actually. So most of you might maybe still know his most famous song, Bongo Bong, published in 1998. This was his biggest hit, 3 million copies. Here's a quick listening example, if you don't know the song. Sound. So that's a song. So probably also a hit in Slovenia, right? Maybe you might remember that one. But what is interesting about this song is that most people don't know, originally the song is based on a tune by Mano Negra, his former band, and it was published on the album King of Bongo already in 1991, and the original version of the song is much more punk rock, much more rock than the famous version. So here's a quick listening example from that one. So that's the original. I don't know if you knew about that. for me, that was always something that drove me to talk about Mano Negra, because everybody knew the Manu Chao song, and it was like a radio hit worldwide. They said, oh no, but it's Mano Negra's song. And that was much more punk rock, and you have to know that. So that was kind of my main motivation for the topic. So the similarities between these songs were the reason why the band Mano Negra became subject matter of my thesis. So very quickly, the main goal was to introduce Mano Negra to popular music studies. And the structure, very straightforward, is in the tradition of historical musicology. There's two main parts. The first part is on the history of the band, and the second one is an analysis part, where I try to show the different cultural influences in the band, because the band on the language level works with English, with Spanish, with France. There's Arabic language in the song titles and the song text. On the musical level, they're mixing hip hop, flamenco. It's rock based, but they're mixing all these other musical styles with rock music. And also, I analyzed the artwork of the band. And the research is also based on two conferences that were organized by the former German Aspen, where Alenka is like the founding figure and the leader. And today it's called GFPM. So there was a conference in Basel in 2012 on historiography, and another one on analysis in Mannheim in 2010. So that's kind of my background and the background of my research. Right now I'm in a postdoc project and trying to research Brazilian music, so a totally different direction. But what is the connection to this conference with the title Occupied: Popular Music, Capital, State and Society? So, and what's the connection to my title? I called the paper The Impact of Cultural Politics on Rock Alternative and Rock Métis. You might ask, no. And the connection to the conference lies in the term cultural politics, and the connection to my thesis is given by the terms rock alternative and rock métis, which are both typical French genres, and that are, according to French scholars like Barbara Lebrun, she wrote a book called Protest Music in France, which is kind of the research background for my thesis, and she classifies Mano Negra, the band, as both, being rock alternative and rock métis. So I will take a closer look now in my presentation on how the French government, the French state, in the 1980s and 1990s of the 21st century influenced bands from these genres. And of course I will do this by a case study on the band Mano Negra, because it's the band that I know best in this context. So let's take a closer look at Mano Negra's career and the research question: how did cultural politics boost the career of the band Mano Negra? So what was the influence of the state on the band? Or in other words, how contributed the French state to the success of Mano Negra? And now we get the connection to the conference topic. So let's take a look at some central points that marked French cultural politics at the time. The first one, I'm going to look at 4 points. My first point is the famous Loi Toubon, which is named after a cultural minister in France at the time. It was introduced in 1994, and it says that 40% of the music on French radio has to be in French language. So this is probably the most famous French expression of cultural politics. So my question is, could this have an impact on the success of the French band Mano Negra? And the first answer is very easy, no, because, as I said already in the beginning, the band already disbanded in 1994. So we can state here very easily that the Loi Toubon had no influence, because Mano Negra already disbanded. And not all of their songs, by the way, were sung in French, but also English, Spanish and other languages are very present, so there's no effect from that kind of side. Well, secondly, let's take a look at the program called Plan Label, which was created by the famous super minister of the time, Jacques Long. The Plan Label was created to support small independent record companies in France, and it was a government program that indeed affected the career of Manu Negra in the beginning a little bit, because their first record company, Boucherie Production, was a small label that was supported by the Plan label. So there's a small influence of the second government program. However, for the second album, Manu Negra left Boucherie Production and signed with a major label, Virgin Records, which led to a controversy in the French punk scene. You know, there's the typical discussion, you sold out to a major label, you're not independent anymore, you're not representing the alternative and French punk scene anymore. So that was the second point. So then we come to the third point, which I called direct political support. So, and here I can state that the band indeed had some support from political parties, politicians, especially from some French left-wing politicians, like Jacques Lang, for example, that I already mentioned. But on the other hand, Manu Negra also suffered political pressure from right-wing politicians. And to illustrate this a little bit more, I have a short clip here from the documentary Pura Vida, which was published on this DVD, you can see here. And the short clip deals with the goodbye concert of Manu Negra and La Défense in Paris. And the clip is also very interesting because La Défense in Paris, if you know the city a little bit, is also the central business district of the town. So it's like all the big companies there, skyscrapers. So in this clip we have a connection to the topics popular music because of Manu Negra, capital because it's in the central business district, state and society because of the controversy between the politicians, because the mayor of that part of the city wants to the concert not to take place, and on the other hand there's Jacques Lang, you will see also in the video, who is supporting the concert and says, well, there's no problem. I'm supporting this concert of the band and their activities. So, okay, I'm switching to the DVD. Okay. Take some seconds. So this concert was before the band went off for a big South American tour, and when they came back, they never reunited, so it's the last concert of the band in France. Okay. And I have to change the monitor. Synchronize. That's an old Mac. Here you are, full build. And here we go.
Plutôt avait interdit avant de revenir sur sa décision. Depuis hier, les politiques se renvoient une balle qui rebondit sur la scène de la Manu Negra. Le concert aura bien lieu ce soir à la Défense, mais fortement encadré, le maire de Plutôt a exigé des forces de police supplémentaires pour lever son interdiction. Résultat, 3 compagnies de CRS en plus, 750 hommes surveilleront la bonne tenue des 15 000 spectateurs attendus.
C'est la victoire de l'ordre sur l'éventualité du désordre. Autant dire que c'est l'échec de M. Lang qui préfère la monnaie.
Pourquoi créer l'inquiétude?
So that was the mayor of La Défense who wants to the concert to be cancelled, and now you see Jacques Lang, the Minister de la Culture at the time, who's in favor of the concert.
Même que beaucoup de concerts de ce type ont lieu, pas de partout en France.
Les deux troupes ont monté leur scène tout l'après-midi sous l'arche, impassible à la polémique, impassible en apparence.
Je vois pas pourquoi dans Saint-Amour ça tirait des bagarres, ça tirait Saint-Germain, enfin, toutes les banlieues il y a 2 mois. On a fait dans toutes les banlieues, on a fait concert partout, organisé par des gens de banlieue, il n'y a pas eu une merde quoi. Plus tu montres ta force, plus tu montres des flics, plus tu montres tu provoques une épreuve de force et plus tu vas vers la violence de toute façon.
Le maire de Plutôt avait peur du désordre, le concert aura lieu parce que la préfecture des Hauts-de-Seine a peut-être plus peur encore, peur de la colère d'un public privé de ses idoles.
On a arrêté de pas comprendre nos infos, je crois que c'est France, hein. Je trouve ça beau. tous les quarts d'heure, il y avait un spot, et ça n'a pas arrêté. C'était une semaine où on annonçait.
Big media coverage.
Je vais te dire, s'il n'y a pas une personne trop du cul de la France qui était pas au courant, allait faire le concert du 9 91 à la Défense. Alors on est arrivé, il y en avait effectivement 15 à 20 000 sur les marches de la Défense, 1000 derrière.
Is that including discussions or without discussions? The 5 minutes we think?
No, no, no.
5 minutes and then we get discussion. Okay, so I'm going to stop here. I can show you the rest later if you want during the discussion. Just, I thought this example was perfect for the conference title, Occupied, because they occupied La Défense, the central business district, with their music. And so I thought this was a good example that I wanted to show you. And I'm going back to my presentation. Just to show you point, just to argue number point number four, and then to sum it up, so okay, we can discuss a little bit. Okay, I have to change that here. Not synchronize. And we go back to the presentation. So yeah. So we have all these connections in the little clip. So, and now we come to point number four, which is direct governments, government financing, because there's been another aspect of political and financial support from the French government to the Groupe Mano Negra, which is connected to two crazy adventurous tours they did, which the first one is Cargo 92. It was a tour with a freight ship right after this last concert in La Défense. They bought a ship in Nantes, a freight ship. They rebuilt the ship. They built a stage, two stages in there, and reconstructed a town of the facades of a town of a typical street in Nantes inside the ship, and went with this ship to South America to celebrate 500 years Columbus, 1492. And they played in Caracas and all the harbor towns, in big harbor towns in South America, and invited the people on the ship so they could experience a typical French street, the city street, and had concerts and parades in the city. So there's a lot of aspects on it. I could do a whole paper on only the Cargo 92. The interesting point here in connection with this paper is they got government funding for that from the French government, from the cultural minister. And also the Expresso de Yellow, which is the Ice Express, which is the second crazy adventurous tour they did. And a year later, it was with a train through Colombia. They went from the harbor town to the mountains and rebuilt a train and brought cultural activities, concerts and theater groups to the little villages in Colombia, and also got some money from the French government to finance that. Because it was so, they kind of, with these two projects, they kind of became cultural representatives for France outside of France. So this is point number four, very interesting. I'm going to cut that short, and so I come to the conclusion, like the 4 points. I try to check with the career of Mano Negra and the relations of government, state, and political influence. So L'Entrebon, very famous, but no affection on Mano Negra, which just makes the band, in my opinion, even more the success even more spectacular, because they didn't need the government finance there. They became famous and have cult status today without that. The Plan label, yes, in the beginning, but then the major label took over. So the direct political support, I think, is a very important point, as you could see in the video. So maybe there were some more connections. We don't know about. And the government financing also. Very important point, at least in the final phase of the band, to sponsor these crazy tours and to make the band, or to give the band the cult status it has today. So, and what do I else have? To illustrate this a little bit better, we also have to take into account that at this time, it's an interesting fun fact, I got that 1% of the French government income was spent on culture. So that is like an interesting fact on the government of François Mitterrand and Jacques Lang at the time. So culture was highly financed at the time. So. I think that's all the points I wanted to make. I think the 5 minutes up. I say thank you, voila, and yeah, let's talk about it for a little bit.